Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Jackie Perry. I am your host today for Blog Talk Radio. And we have a very exciting occasion for this morning's broadcast. It is National Home Ownership Month. So people all over the world, all over the nation, are celebrating the dream of home ownership. And that is one thing that most Americans aspire to do, to be able to own their own home. And so from the least to the greatest, we have a cadre of business professionals that are making that happen, especially here in the city of Jacksonville. So this morning, as we celebrate Home Ownership Month with Wealth Watchers and a host of other partners, we are wanting to bring to you a special roundtable, and we have some special guests that are part of that. We're going to be hearing from Viola Solomon, who is the Director of Community Lending Mortgage with BBA Compass Bank. We're going to be hearing from Mr. Ed Gaston, who's the founder and COO of Wealth Watchers. And we're also going to be hearing from Ms. Monique Carey, who is the Vice President, Home Ownership Promotions. And there may be several others joining us for the roundtable as well. But we're going to learn all about what's happening, especially this week during the Home Ownership Month celebration, and we're going to learn why home ownership is so important. In fact, our theme for today is building community with home ownership. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to, for our special guest, just tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to hear from our first roundtable member who are joining us on the line. And actually, for our listeners out there, anybody that wants to call in can call us at 714-459-3918. And if you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your telephone, and we'll see your hand and get you on the air right away. So let's just kind of open up a little bit. Ms. Viola Solomon, who will be joining us in a little bit, is a veteran in the mortgage services industry. And as I mentioned before, she is Director of Community Lending Mortgage with BBA Compass Bank. She attended Wiley College and Texas Southern University. She was chosen to attend the African American Leaders Program, hosted by the University of California's School of Management. And that was a partnership with her former employer. She is active with several community organizations and her church, and she is very passionate about home ownership. So you'll hear a little bit more from her a little bit later, but let's just kind of take a look and hear from some of our guests on our roundtable today. So our first guest is Ms. Monique Carey, and we're going to go ahead and let you hear from her.
Wealth Watchers has been engaged in celebrating NABWIC Week and National Home Ownership Month for the last 5 years as far as doing an official celebration. And we're so excited to have our partners with us as well as our sponsors who are here to celebrate with us. We've had a plethora of engagements and events that have been going on since June the 1st, even though it's just, June the 7th today. We've had workshops, conducted workshops in educating homeowners, educating the community on considering home ownership, credit and credit scores, what we've done in conjunction with BBVA Compass. And on yesterday evening, we had a welcome reception inviting our keynote speaker today at our luncheon, which is Viola Solomon, along with our other partners and sponsors. We'll wrap up today's event and luncheon event with some wonderful information and celebratory awards and recognition. And on Saturday, we're having an annual housing expo for the community from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're just so excited about the day's events.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. And we have another guest who has joined us also live. Mr. Ed Gaston, Ed.
Jackie, thank you for having us on. I think this is a great opportunity to let everybody know about the hard work that goes on in Wealth Watchers and everything we do to bring in and leverage partnerships. Many of our bank partners, our community partners, deal directly with Wealth Watchers. And one of the tasks for us is to leverage all of the resources available to ensure that the community continues to grow and, in many cases, thrive. Home ownership, we know, is one of the key components of building wealth in a community, and that's where we tend to focus our efforts. Although we do offer a lot of other services at Wealth Watchers, this is one of our main focus, and indeed we truly support and are happy to be serving as a leader in making certain the community recognize home ownership, Ma.
Well, thank you, Ed. We certainly appreciate that. And just to get us started, I'm really excited more than ever about National Home Ownership Month. I believe everybody deserves an opportunity to, again, possess that American dream. But one of the old adages that we've heard is that it takes a village, right, to raise a child. And I imagine for some of the citizens of our community, it takes a village to help them realize their dream of home ownership. So I'm wondering if you all could talk to that village. Who is that represented? Who represents the village in the arena of home ownership? What are the roles they play in helping, again, just the common everyday citizen realize that dream of home ownership?
Okay. One of the things that I like to say is that Wealth Watchers, your HUD certified counseling agency, and Home Ownership Center, and also contractors, we are your quarterback. One of the major things is that we bring realtors together, we bring lenders together, and of course we engage the community. And you're absolutely correct. It takes a village. And also we have to recognize that these systems can't operate in silos. Everyone has to be open and transparent. That allows us to identify any gaps that may exist in the system and then address them. We've found that even during a housing crisis, one of the biggest gaps was getting the proper information to the homeowner. And Wealth Watchers and other HUD certified counseling agencies fill that gap. So that's one of the important things, is to have the quarterback that recognizes that it takes several partners to ensure that everyone has that opportunity for home ownership, that opportunity for building wealth, that opportunity for building generational wealth. And that's where we step in. We are willing to be that quarterback. We're willing to coordinate those resources, and we're willing to ensure that they are delivered in a manner where the end user, the ultimate recipient, can benefit from it. So, yes, we're in place, and we recognize that it does take a village. It takes all resources, and we coordinate that for the potential homeowner.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate those insights into the village, and I recognize that Wealth Watchers itself plays an integral role in helping to coordinate all those various components and all the various players when it comes to home ownership. So, educating our citizens, help the banks who help them get loans, the lenders, the realtors who are helping them facilitate finding the suitable home that their families can enjoy, and there are more and more. And again, Wealth Watchers just does a tremendous job in just pulling together. So we just want to say thank you to that. And, Nikki, while we're here, and we're going to be hearing from Viola, we're going to go to a commercial. But, Nikki, you want to say anything on the village before we go to our commercial?
The city organizations and agencies, the churches in the community, and the community-based agencies that fully support communities in building and growing home ownership, that is really what's consistently part of the village.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki. We're going to go to a commercial right now, and we'll be right back, and we'll be talking to our roundtable guests more about building community with home ownership. We'll be right back.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back again, and we've already heard from some members of our roundtable. We've heard from Mr. Ed Gaston, who is the founder and COO of Wealth Watchers, along with Ms. Nikki Terry, who is Vice President, Home Ownership Promotions. Now we have a really special treat because we've been talking about that village that it takes to help all of our citizens realize the dream of home ownership. And so we have with us today Mr. Terrence Brisbane with BBA Compass, and he's going to talk to us today about the role of banks in that process.
Thank you. Well, the roles of a bank is really simple in our part. We provide the financing for those who are seeking to be homeowners. But in our role, we have to partner with our realtors, we have to partner with our contractors and our builders to make sure that our clients get the very best product for them. Because not only do we want them to be able to purchase a home, we want them to stay in the home. We want them to be happy homeowners who really enjoy the experience of home ownership and realize that home ownership is the cornerstone of wealth building. So in our part, although it has a lot of facets to it, and sometimes it's confusing to some people, it's really simple. It's the flow of information for us. The sooner we get the information from you, the sooner we can make a determination on how we can help you. And yeah, it takes a village, because sometimes you need to go to a HUD counseling service like Wealth Watchers, where they can tell you exactly what documentation that you need to have in order for us to do the loan. Need to know the credit score that you need to have in order for us to do the loan as well. But we want to hold your hand through that process. A lot of people that we work with, sometimes the first time out, they may not be able to qualify, but by creating that village, by creating those people around them to support them through this process, we're able to get them there. And so that's our role in a nutshell.
Thank you so much, Terrence. We appreciate that. And what I'd like to do now is just shift gears. At the beginning of the broadcast, we read a little bit of the bio for Ms. Viola Solomon, who is also with BBA Compass Bank. She's actually the, as we mentioned before, the Director of Community Lending Mortgage and based out of Houston, Texas. We're going to turn the mic over to Viola and just let her give you a little more insight into who she is and what her passion around the area of home ownership is all about.
Thank you, and good morning. I'm Viola Solomon, as stated, and I'm the director for the Community Lending Group for BBVA Compass. And my passion has always been to help the low to moderate income customer or the diverse customer. There are always some unique challenges, and sometimes people don't always have the patience, but I found myself drawn to that particular customer. So we wanted to always expose them to the affordable products, the ones that we knew would help them and get them into a mortgage. And I know, like Taryn said earlier, the way we build wealth in this country still, one of the most significant ways is through home ownership. So that's why I'm so passionate about everybody who has a desire to become a homeowner. I want them to become that, and we'll do what we need to do to help them get there.
Well, thank you, Viola. We appreciate the comments from everybody. But before we end our broadcast, because this has been very great, you've already heard about all the excellent and exciting homeownership activities that will be taking place this week, and you've heard from some of our key strategic partners. But before I let them go, I'm just going to ask each of them, you know, if you're a homeowner out there and you're listening, or perhaps you're an entrepreneur who is tuning in today and you're wondering, you know, what does home ownership have to do with me? What role can I play? And particularly if you're a homeowner, you're probably wondering, yeah, I hear about the American dream, but is it really for me? I'm going to ask them if they would just take an opportunity and say some parting words to our audience before we leave. What would you say to our audience if they're a homeowner or if they're in any other role that can support home ownership as we're building home ownership in our community? What would you say? And Mr. Ed, why don't we start with you? Are you there still?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, let's go ahead and start with you. What would you say to our audience?
Can you hear me, Jackie?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You said your question was about home ownership?
Yeah, if you had anything that you would like to leave with our listeners, what would that be this morning?
That it is something that is available to everyone. We don't want it to seem as though it's something that's not attainable. Given the right information and the right amount of work involved, most people can become homeowners.
Okay, great. It's within the reach of everyone. All right. Mr. Terrence?
I would say for those who are potential homeowners, yes, home ownership is for you. And again, you'll hear me say this a lot, especially to the vendors that are supporting this village, that you know, we're building better communities. We all want stable, sustaining communities where our values are going up, where our investment is really gaining. And it takes us to have home ownership in those particular areas to make sure that we're building a better community.
And I would say, this is Viola Solomon, that just ditto to everything that has already been said, but if you're out there and decide whether or not you should become a homeowner, and you know you are ready today, do it for your legacy. Leave a legacy behind, because we know we need wealth in all of our communities, and that is still one of the ways that we do it, like I said earlier.
All right. There you have it. You can hear from a better group of folks today. We appreciate all the words of wisdom, all the words of encouragement, and we do want to encourage you, our listeners, to participate in the home ownership activities this month. On this coming Saturday, we will be at the Edward Waters College on Kings Road, the gymnasium sports complex. There will be a huge gathering of individuals, experts, realtors, bankers, lenders, all sorts of professionals. There'll be workshops, there'll be prizes, gifts. They're even giving away a package, a free appliance and kitchen makeover. So there's gifts and prizes for everyone. So please do join us as we celebrate Home Ownership Month. So once again, we do want to thank Mr. Ed Gaston, Ms. Monique Terry, Mr. Terrence Brisbane, and our special guest, Ms. Viola Solomon, for joining us today. Join us next week on Blog Talk as we bring to you another great show. This has been your host, Jackie Perry, and we look forward to talking with you again on next week.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.